Hello, and welcome to It's the Melanin for Me, a podcast about everything Black and in between from the perspectives of a few goofy Black peeps dealing with the horrible reality of adulthood. My name is Jay. I go by she, they pronouns.
I'm Jamie. I go by Donkey Kong. I go by any pronouns.
Hi, I'm Kara. I go by she, her pronouns.
Hi, I'm Sav. I go by she, her pronouns.
And that is the niggers, and that is the...
Can you say that on a podcast?
Unprovoked.
I said it before, and I posted it. Didn't get taken down, so.
Okay.
But that is the start of our show. This week is a theme week, so we're gonna be talking about hair. Basically, just our relationship with our hair as like Black people in general, and just like I don't know. I just thought it was an interesting topic. So, yeah. I guess we could just start talking about like our hair beginnings and like what we usually wore when we were younger.
Who wants to go first?
Okay, I'll go first. My hair beginnings. I think my first memory of like doing my hair was like my mom braiding my hair to the back with like the beads and stuff like that, and yeah, pretty much braids with beads or like the two little like those two big pigtails with the like the twisted ones with the bobos on the back, I mean on the bottom.
Bobos. That's what you call them.
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember what I called them, honestly. So, but I can't remember what I called them, but that's what people usually call them. So I use that. Yeah.
Purr. As long as I can remember, my mom had us similarly to Jamie. Basically, it was like we had the balls at the top, and then it would be like twist, and then the barrettes at the bottom, and they would just be like spread all over our head. I wore that till I think like middle school, and I was like, Ma, I don't think I want to have this hairstyle anymore. Because everybody else was like, they had like flat hair, or they were just like wearing different hairstyles, and I was like, I'm the only one that still have twists, so let me change it up a bit. And that's when I just started just wearing, I guess, my hair, like, just flat down.
When I was younger, pretty much the same thing. As you guys said, I had bobos and the twists and the barrettes. I also used to get my hair braided with beads. Sometimes I would do like ponytails, like you know the clip on ponytails.
Yes, the ones that have that little like claws on the end.
Yep, and then and you pull the string and.
I used to use those, but like I was always like, I always wanted them. I have like whenever I went to my mom to the store. I'd ask her for them, and then she would be like, no, that's too grown.
I couldn't get, like, the straight hair. It always had to be, like, curly. Because, you know, not wanting to appear older than what I was, I guess. But my mom didn't like doing my hair. Like, she said it was, like, too thick, and... like she'd get like cramps in her fingers, so like she'd try to like relax my hair. So I did get perms, which you know ultimately started my demise.
Oh my god!
And then once I hit middle school, like that's when I got my like first sew-in. It was a bang. I eventually started to get like little streaks in my hair. Like the first colors I ever had in my hair was like blue and pink. As streaks and you know, and then like from there, like I used to have my sisters braid my hair all the time, and then I finally learned how to braid my own hair. And then towards the end of high school, I used to wear like my natural hair, but I used to like flat iron it myself a lot, which and I'm getting like heat damage, but like, yeah, we've come so far. Now I just don't do my hair for real. Just go to the salon. But if I want to braid my hair, sometimes I braid my hair if I feel like it, or like I just ask someone else to do it.
Oh, before anybody else like continues, I just had a question. I just wanted to know, okay, so like, I don't know if, I mean, I feel like, you know, being like a young Black girl who got her hair done at home, usually like we have like a little like clear or like a box that you put all your hair stuff in, like all the barrettes and the beads and stuff. What do you guys used to call that?
The hair box.
Yeah.
We used to call it a clamp box.
What the fuck?
I don't
know. I'm called a caboodle.
A fucking what?
A caboodle.
What does that mean?
I don't know if it's a certain brand, but like I have this pink box where I put my stuff in, and some of it was hair stuff, and I called it a caboodle. But yeah,
interesting. Yeah, I was just curious about that. It just popped into my brain.
Yeah, if you look up a caboodle, it'll be like it's similar to kind of like your nail case or like one of them. If you see my pink,
I have hair the box. Part.
What about you, Sav?
For me, I'm trying to remember, because I really don't remember my hair getting done until I was like starting school, in which I would get like I would just have like big puff ponytails, or my hair would be like braided, or my mom would put rollers in my hair, and my mom didn't know how to handle me or my sister's hair. So, like, for a solid 5 years, she relaxed both of our hairs, which, yeah, but it's so funny, because if you looked at our hair now, you would not be able to tell, especially my sister's. My sister's hair is so much longer and healthier than mine, but, like, I'll send you guys a photo, but it's fine now, like, you can't tell. But she would just do that, and I honestly don't know how the state of my hair was then, but it still was long and, you know, was curly. Like, she would put, like, rollers in her hair, and we would go to church looking like Shirley Temple. Like, it was kind of, I don't know, thinking about it now, I have some embarrassing photos. But, and then, like, when I got older, she kind of, like, stopped doing my hair, which I kind of struggled because I didn't know how to do my hair. And my sister obviously took an initiative of learning way faster than I did. So now I do my hair pretty well, or know how to, I guess. Her. Just a lot. It's just a lot.
That growth.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all know how to do y'all hair when y'all were younger? Like, were y'all one of them girlies? Or
no.
I still don't know how to do my hair. So, like, if I honestly, I just rock it with a ponytail and a headband if I got to do it. Because I can't do nothing with it.
There's probably, like, a solid 2 or 3 pictures of me from like middle school that are decent with my hair. Like the rest, I don't even know.
What do you mean by like, did we know how to do our hair when we were younger? Like how young?
Like just, I'd say like when you were old enough to like your parents like stop messing with your hair. Like, I guess I would say through like late middle school and like high school, were you doing your own hair and could you do like different types of styles? Like, were you versatile basically?
I wasn't versatile, but like I know how to braid my hair. And I started like practicing like how to do my own
stuff. Yeah, I would say it was pretty versatile. Like, I definitely did try and do a bunch of different styles, especially in high school.
I personally didn't really try anything, only because like I didn't really know like what to do, how to do it. I literally probably in 2021 just figured out how to even like attach the bobos myself. Like I never knew how. I thought it was this like complicated thing, and it was not at all. I was just overthinking it like a lot. So any like of the styles like that I did were pretty much just basically my mom you know, just freestyling, I guess.
What's great, man? To be honest, I feel like I was just lazy. I just never learned, and I didn't want to learn. I don't know. It was pretty much just like either a ponytail or this shit about to be flat. And if I did get braids, my mom was paying somebody else to do it. So it was just like, I never learned. And yeah, I don't think I ever want to, but like, I don't know if that's like a disservice to myself or just like, maybe I just, my relationship with my hair in general. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
No, I understand. I don't know. I feel like it's just like, it's so hard. Like, I don't know. Me personally, I can't reach the back of my head for real.
Right.
And oh my God, just imagining doing my hair and then getting to the back and I can't do shit. Like, or it's just like, I can't reach.
Awful. Like,
that is like, it just is very like aggravating. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm not just late. I'm gonna leave it to the professionals or my mama, you know, like, I feel, yeah, no.
Okay. I know y'all remember when I had my locks, right? And they took me forever. The first time they were busted, well, they were good, but they were busted. The second time was much better. Only, and I feel like it took a little bit less time. The first time it took 3 days. So the second time, somewhere under 3 days. But I feel like the second time only got faster because I prepared so much on how to do the back of my head specifically. Like, I was not worried about anything else. It was looking at the back and, like, the parting and, like, making the lines were even. And, like, you know how hard it is angling, trying to, like, get a line on the back of your head when you're, like, looking at a mirror behind you and your head is tilted? Like, it gets so frustrating. And you get over it over after a while. And, like, some people can deal with it and buy special mirrors and spend so much time on their hair. And, you know, it's great. I spent so much time and I loved my locks. I love doing my own hair because it's cheaper. But at the same time, it's
a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. Yeah. And sitting and thinking about that's 3 days that I could have done so much other stuff. But I focused primarily on just my hair. On something that which someone probably could have done in, definitely could have done in 1 day and less than a day. So,
for me, we have like the luxury of like allowing someone else to do it. Like, it was either like I figure out what I'm gonna do with my hair or I'm gonna get bullied at school. So, you know, it was just like, oh. Even if I'm not doing, like, even if it doesn't look absolutely perfect, like, at least it's done. Also, like, knowing that if it was up to my mom, like, her idea is just, like, relaxing my hair and then doing this with it. And, like, that's not doing any good to my hair. So, like, if I at least have to try to, like, find an alternative to that. So, that's why, like, I started learning, like, how to braid. And, like, I mean, that's just how it was in my family in general. Like, most, if not all of my sisters all know how to do hair. Not professionally, but, like, they can, you know. And that's just because, like, we just didn't have the luxury of having to go to, like, beauty salons or whatever. Like, the first time I've ever went to like a beauty salon to have my hair cared for rather than braided was in 2019 or 2020.
Yeah, actually, now that you like mention it, I feel like it took like a long time for like me to be able to go somewhere and get my hair done. Like even like my mom had somebody who used to do her hair for like a long time, and even then, like it still took her a while to let me go to her to do my hair. For some reason, it was just like well, it's probably just because usually she just, you know, just straightens it and like washes and blow dries and then straightens it, and it took a very long time for my mom to let me just wear my hair down, like straight, and not have any type of like pigtails in my hair because of whatever reason. So yeah, it also took me a very long time to be able to go get my hair done. It's weird just thinking about how like what was done to our hair was just so like minimized because of things like looking too grown for your age or stuff like that. Like it's just my hair down. Like a lot of people wear their hair down and they look their age. I don't understand. It was just like just weird.
I also find it interesting like how I feel like with most like hairdressers in our community, they probably just learned because they couldn't, you know, afford like getting their own braids done or just like survival in general. That actually makes me look at like my experience and I'm like, oh, I was kind of privileged because like I remember getting my hair done like when, to be honest, when I was in like elementary school, and I'm just like, I didn't really think about like how other people probably had to learn it because like they didn't have anything to like actually go out to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And also on the Jamie thing with like being too grown, also with like colors in your hair too, like
yeah,
I couldn't get colors in my hair for a good minute, or like they asked me why I would want it, and I'm just like, I just wanted colors in my hair.
Right, it looked cool, like.
Or like red would be seen as like hot, or like
no, oh, because
no.
My grandma asked me because I dyed my head red, a couple months after. She was like, "What does red hair mean? Like, why is everybody dyeing their hair red?" And she was saying it in like a slick way, like you know. Because, like, red hair does kind of have a meaning in a way, in a certain demographic, but, like, still, that don't mean nothing about all redhead hair people wanting to dye their hair red.
Right. Right.
And I was like, "Grandma, there's no meaning." And she was like, "Oh, okay. I mean, if you say so." And I was like, "Girl, it is a hair color."
I feel like they already have one in their head, and they just want you to confirm it.
Right. Like, if you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. I'm not going to, you know, play along to your little schemes. Sorry, grandma. But it just is weird because it's like if she has something in her head, I don't fit that demographic.
I wanted to add that like getting my hair done when I was little was just like so painful.
Like, was you tender headed?
Man,
they would say like, "Oh, you're so tender headed."
Like, or were they actually pulling at your stuff?
I don't know.
Because they love saying, because instead of adding water or just being, like, taking their time, they will just, like, whoa, 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 through 4C hair or, like, tougher hair. And I'm just like, what are y'all doing?
Like, my head would hurt. Like, I remember I got my hair braided one time. And, like, it hurt so bad. Like, I was just crying, like, all night.
Man. Bro, I used to be so tender-headed, like, if I'm getting my hair done, I, like, when I was younger, I was crying the whole time. I was one of those kids, like, I was just crying. Like, it just felt like she was ripping my scalp off of my head. And Yeah.
Dang. I think I just remember like a tear dropping down my cheek, and then I just had to go pee a lot. And I'd be like, oh, I gotta go pee.
I used to be tenderheaded, but like that ended very soon. Like, I'm not tenderheaded anymore. And I haven't been for a very, very long time. But I remember when I was.
Yeah, here. I stopped being tenderheaded sometime in middle school.
I'm also, I remember in high school, my mom would take me to this beauty school to get my hair done. It'll always be straightened. Oh. Like, every 3 weeks, my hair has been through it.
Every 3 weeks is crazy.
I really don't think it was that often, but, like, I'm thinking, like, it did happen, like, maybe every month or so.
Oof. What's one of these other questions? Do you guys feel like you're high or low maintenance with your hair?
I want to be high maintenance, but not the way that it is now. I'm, like, lowish maintenance.
I think I'm low maintenance. But because I don't got money.
I would say that I am also low maintenance. I don't know. I feel like I also don't have money right now, so I'm not getting my hair done like every other week like I used to. But I feel like at this point, like right now, I think I'm maybe like, I don't know, in the middle. Cause if I can't go get my hair done, I'ma just not get my hair done because I don't want my mom to do it because it take a long time. But like she can do it, but it just, I don't feel like sitting there on the side of her bed for that long. So it's like, I'ma just rock it out.
It'd be like that. Yeah. Oh, I feel like I'm low maintenance. I don't know. I think because I also have locks now, I'm just like, oh, I oil it every once in a while. And then I wash it. And then, yeah, I just go to another appointment. But, even before that, I feel like I didn't really do much with it. Or, like, I just waited until I got enough money to get some braids or something. I also don't think I never, like, worn. Actually, I have, but it wasn't, like, a full, like, weave. I've never, like, had that much, like, weave in my head. Like, how about y'all? Yeah, like, a full one.
What do you mean a full one?
I don't know. Just like one that like kind of covers like your whole head.
Okay. So with sew-ins, it's like different. So if it covers your whole head, that's called what is it called?
A full sew-in.
Yeah. Okay. But like if you have like what I used to get is like I used to get the front of my head, like the front of my hair used to just be out. That mm-hmm. used to be just a leave out.
Mm-hmm.
Where like
yeah, I know half, about that.
Yeah, like half of your hair, like the so hair half, kind of you can blend your real hair into it. I used to have those kind of sew-ins, but it took like again, it took forever for to be introduced to that. I think the first time I had like a real like good sew-in was my senior year of high school when I was from.
Wow.
Or no, actually the first time was the homecoming, my senior year homecoming. Oh, sorry. My blinker was on. My first sew-in was my homecoming in my senior year because I don't know. I was just like, I don't know. But I was like, oh, wow. This is this is great. Like, my mom would have been holding out on me. That's crazy.
I'm screaming.
Like, I was a baddie. And I was a baddie without the, but like that just like unlocked my full, like, maybe I shouldn't word it like that, but that was like, I don't know, another form to unlock.
Yeah, like just something different.
Yeah.
Because when I be seeing them, like, full bust downs or, like, the sew-ins, like, y'all sew-ins, I feel like that was, like, I've always seen them during high school, but I was like, y'all's look nice. But, yeah. Okay. I don't think I ever experienced that. Only really, like, partially, like, prom. But it was only, like, a few tracks. But that was about it. What'd you say?
Just like some extensions.
Yeah, basically.
Growing up, I had braids one time in my life with white and locks twice, and that's it. The braids were when I was 12, and then the twists were like 17, 18, and then I did the locks like this year and last year. So, I've never really had many, like, protective styles, but I'd like to have more. But the thing is, like, money and time. Time and money.
Yeah.
I also threw on a wig once for a Halloween costume. That was interesting. It also was very good. I wasn't expecting to do that well. But maybe I'll dabble in that one day. I don't expect myself to, but maybe. I've always wondered what I would look like with a blonde.
With a bob?
Well, yeah, that too. But I was saying blonde.
Oh, as a blonde?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I feel like, oh, wigs are just like so, like, it's crazy because you can just like really do anything. And still have, like, your real hair. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
I know.
I want to get into it so bad. Do you think healthy hair is the only good type of hair?
Not necessarily.
Like, what do they even mean by healthy hair?
Yeah, what do you mean?
I think people mean, like, when people, I feel like people only regard healthy hair as, like, natural hair.
Yeah.
And where it's like not heat damage.
No. If your hair is still growing and, you know, like taking in nutrients, like that's healthy to me.
Yeah. If you're keeping it like moisturized and stuff.
I was just saying, like, what if like somebody's like hair can't grow or like it's patchy? Like, do you consider that like bad hair?
No. I guess it depends on. I'm sorry.
I was just saying, because personally, I struggled a lot with that, like, in high school when I was going through, like, all of that with my Graves' disease, because one of the symptoms is, like, hair loss. So, like, either my hair was, like, super thin or I was, like, losing, like, patches, like, just, like, pieces of my hair would be, like, broken off really easily. And it's not that, like, I wasn't taking care of it. It was just, you know, I was sick. So I feel like that doesn't necessarily mean I didn't have good hair. So it's just, like, it's not really, that doesn't really have anything to do with, like, you know, whether your hair is good. It's just, like, you know, shit happens, I guess.
Yeah. And,
like, hair, your hair... Honestly, bodies are very overdramatic. Like, even if you get, like, too stressed out one day, you could just be, like, your hair could just be falling out. Like, so, honestly, I feel like that should not be, like, one of the parameters of whether you have good hair or not. Like, the amount of hair you have, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, like... The length of your hair doesn't matter. I just feel like as long as, like, I guess it just depends on, like,
Honestly, if you like your hair, then it's healthy to me. I guess the one thing, though, is that, like, if you have, like, I feel like this is the only factor where I can be like, yeah, your hair is unhealthy. It's just, like, there's one person that I met, and her hair was so heavily heat damaged, like, to where, like, she would try to wear her hair curly, but only an inch of her hair would actually curl, and the rest would be just, like, really wet, like, really, like, moist hair, but, like, a very, very, I can't even call it a curl, if that makes sense. Like, you can just really tell that, like, not, I don't know if I, it wasn't, like, at all, like,
really?
I wish y'all could have seen the pictures. Like, they showed me and Jordan, and, like, me and her face was just, like, I never seen no shit like that before. Like, just crazy.
So, would you consider that hair bad hair?
I would consider it unhealthy.
Yeah, I think it's, like, the terminology, like, bad or good is a bit, like, I don't know, it's just, it's very jarring, like, I just feel like it's, like, a, and when people say stuff like that, I'm, like, since when did you, you know, become the judge of hair and things, like, you know, like, I feel like, I mean, there's obviously a basis on what, like, is technically healthy for your hair and what's not, but whether it's good or bad, I feel like that's just like a, you know, like a beauty is in the eye of the beholder type thing, you know.
I just feel like hair is hair.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. And there's no good or bad to it. Like, people be saying, like, I don't know. People be saying, like, people who keep getting perms and stuff and know, like, the effects of what it's doing to your head. And I'm just like, I feel like if they have the knowledge and they're still doing the same thing, like, that's not something I can really control. And, like, that's their choice. And, like, that doesn't mean necessarily that that's, like, bad hair. But it's just, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like some people, yeah, I've like, seen some people talk about, like, or, like, kind of just, like, dismiss people with, like, hair problems. But I'm just, like, if you have little tiny strands growing on the top of your head, that is hair. And that's about it.
Yeah. And I don't know. It's just, like, so many stereotypes about hair as well. Just, like, the gender stereotypes, the long versus short, like, how long we have it, like, how feminine that is, or, like, or masculine that is. This is how her hair was. The longest strands, but her whole head was like that.
Oh.
Oh, y'all know how, like, people sometimes get that spiked hair? Was it kind of looking like that, but, like, drooping?
Bro. Oh. It hurt. It's, ooh.
Like, literally how that looks. How you see how, like, there's, like, an inch of, like, curly hair? And then immediately straight, like, literally her whole head was just like that.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. And yeah.
Put product in her hair, really, and it would just be just like that.
Wow.
Damn. Yeah, that is really bad.
Dang, like, half my head used to look like that.
Dang.
Yeah.
I feel like, when I was in college, I feel like the front part of my hair, like my bangs, I feel like a lot of that was like heat damaged, but like it wasn't like super, super bad. It was just like kind of bad where like when it's wet, you notice it, but like, it's gotten a lot better, I think, and I definitely think
over the like past few years. I feel like my hair now is like the healthiest it's been in a very long time, personally. So I'm pleased with what it is right now.
Same.
At the same time, I hate what the fucking heat does to my hair. I hate it. And I just hate getting my hair done and then having to stay in a house and not do anything if I want my hair to stay looking nice for something like.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like I'm just like going forward. I'm gonna try to just always get braids during the summer, because man, I hate it. I hate it.
Okay. I guess like with learning like my hair and whatnot, like this is where I would say like the example of like the straight hair and having a 1 inch be, you know, curly, that's unhealthy. I wouldn't say it's bad hair, but it's just unhealthy. Like you can't do style that you want to do with your hair, so I would consider your hair healthy. But like when, like how you were mentioning, like how like you said, like when you used to get your hair done, like there were certain spots where, like if it's wet, like you'll notice. My stylist used like a term like your hair is not damaged, it's just weak right now.
Oh, that is a good.
Yeah, like I think that's a better notion of like, you know, taking care of your hair. Like, yes, it's weak right now, but like appropriate like care, like we can get you back to like where it needs to be or should be. But like, there's no such thing as like bad hair, unless you never mind.
Unless you what?
I was gonna say white.
Appropriating. Oh.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah.
I like that. That is just weak right now, and I feel like. I don't know. I feel like a lot of, a lot of how I feel about my like natural hair or like my hair is just like based on other people's reactions of my hair, which is kind of where like the insecurities are like come from, I guess. Which is pretty much why I keep my hair like certain ways or like only have the same few hairstyles that I have, because like I don't really want to try anything new. I don't want to like try something different and then not like it and then be stuck with it, or I don't know. I feel like it's just like a lot of it is because of like all the like negativity I've received about my hair. So now I'm just like, well, shit, like, what I'm gonna do now? This should grow out of my head, you know, like, so, but I think I don't know. I wouldn't say I'm getting better, but it's getting better because I still don't wear my hair natural, like, ever, pretty much, or, like, I just feel like I'm not comfortable enough to yet. Or like to, I don't know, just get a blowout and wear it that way. Like, I would love to feel comfortable doing stuff like that, or to like actually be like able to wear different kinds of like natural hairstyles, like other than braids, but like with my real hair. But I don't know. I just feel like that's a journey for another time. I don't know.
I get you.
Yeah, last time I wore my hair. Yep.
Okay.
Oh. Huh?
I said okay.
Yeah.
Well, what was I about to say? How comfortable are you with your hair right now? Like, do you feel like you're at your fullest potential with like your relationship with your hair?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think so either.
I just wore my hair in a bun because it takes too long for me to deal with. But like on the good days that I have where I can do my hair, it takes way too much time. It's like if I want to get up and get ready, I have to do my hair, do all of my self-care stuff. Hair is going to take up so much time. And like, it, like realistically, like, can't, like, it's just, my life is too packed. I don't know. All of the people with big hair that can do it. I you know what? Props to you.
Man, honestly, because it's just like, I would love to be able to like sit down, like just with my like hair and like figure out like a style to do that I can do myself without any help. But like, how I'm gonna do that? What am I? Yeah. It's tough out here. I literally have like no idea. Like, I don't even know where, I wouldn't even know where to start. I mean, other than like washing and then blow drying my hair, but like, as far as styling it goes, that is pretty much like out of the question. Like, I have no idea where to go, where to start for that. And I think a lot of it is just basically just self-confidence or my self-esteem just not being where I would like it to be, to the point where I can do anything with my hair and still like it because I know I'm cute.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the goal. That's really the end goal. But I guess we're working towards it, I guess, little by little. And when everything else falls into place, then we can work on it.
Yeah. Progress sometimes take a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm. Man, I want to color my hair again, but I don't know what to do. There's many options right now. Way too many options. There's like, I'll look up, I'm very indecisive. We know this, but I feel like, I just see like a lot of cute stuff and it's just like, wow, I want to do that. And like, I can only pick one. Like, so yeah, we're figuring that out.
I'm sure you'll get to it. I don't know. I feel like a nice little red, I don't know, a little darker than what you got last time will look good. Or even like, I want pink also will probably look cute too.
I really wanted to dye my hair pink too. I don't know, I really like the way light colored hair looks on Black people.
Mm-hmm.
So like if I could, like I would dye my hair like the like peach color, like the light pink orangish color, or like just I don't know. I just really like the way black, bright colors look on like Black people hair. But I don't know if my hair can handle all that for real. So we gonna see.
I feel like my relationship with my hair at the beginning, I don't know, I didn't really care about it, and I was very self-insecure, like, I don't know. I did not like myself. So I didn't really care about my hair that much. And when I would hear other people, like, talk about it, it would either be like, oh, this girl hair dry, or like, this girl hair is just too long, or like, it's too coarse, or it's too rough. Or, I don't know. I didn't really feel good about myself, so I guess that kind of translated into, like, how I felt. Or about my hair and how I cared for it. And I think the first time like I actually felt good like looking at my hair was probably when I cut it all off, and at least most of it off. And then I cut it all off again and I was just like, oh, that's cool. I like how that looks. But I don't know. I I think I'm at like an 80% right now.
I love that.
Yeah.
I feel like for me personally, I feel like I'll get locks when I am absolutely like tired of like getting my hair done and doing it. And honestly, I was thinking about it earlier this week. I was like, bro, I just don't feel like doing that. It's too much. Lock this shit up. But I'm probably not going to do it. But I'm going to just window shop.
I feel like I'll be more like confident like with my hair if I like learned how to take care of it myself, or if like I knew that I had enough money to like be high maintenance with my hair, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like there's probably some cool things my hair can do that I just don't know. I just be scared to try things and stuff and like not, I don't know. I guess that makes me feel like I'm not confident in my hair, but I am probably the most confident or almost, what's it called? Almost there. Or no. Like, this is the best that my hair has been.
Okay. In my life.
Yeah, it's getting about that time.
About that time. Oh, well, I'm glad, you know, the progress is not linear and it's, you know, it takes time.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to, you know, you feel more confident about it, because I know, like, it's going to make you happy and feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I'm just rambling now.
Are you high?
Next question. This is the last one. Just say your best hair moment. Like, your favorite time where your hair looked like. You was like, oh, I love this hairstyle on me. Like, I look so cute with this.
Definitely my locks. There was literally a point in my life where I did not think I would look good with locks, like, at all. Like, at all. Like, I kind of resented them because I didn't think I would look good with them. But then something's, like, switched in my mind. I don't know what happened. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to just do them. Because my toxic trait is seeing something for the first time and then thinking I can do it. So I did my locks. And then I was like, wow. This is a whole different look. So that is my favorite so far.
Mine is when I had the green in my hair. The half.
That was so cute.
That was a look. Yeah.
Yeah. I look, you want to do it again, but
my hair weak.
Yeah.
I like that style.
Yes, that was a good style. I feel like I just want to add this in before I say my part. I feel like Black people cannot go wrong with long. There is no such thing.
I see that now.
Like, honestly, like, if you're Black and you think you wouldn't look good in a mock, you're being delusional.
Mistaken.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to. Delusional sounds like, you know, bad. But
you're mistaken,
honey. Yes, big miss. What is it? Miss
mistake.
No.
But with an EA. All
right. Big misconception, I guess. There is no. If you are Black, you will look good in dreads and locks. You will look, I feel like
it's like the niggerest hairstyle you could get. So it's just gonna look good.
If you have been contemplating getting locks, get locks. because you will feel so much better. And you'll be like, dang, why didn't I do this sooner? Everybody that I know who has locks says that. Like, I wish I would have done it sooner. What was I thinking? So, yeah, just saying. Anyways, I think my all-time favorite is was when I dyed my hair for the first time, that copper color. Mm-hmm. Because I was sitting in that chair for an hour, stressed. I was scared. Like, when she put in the stuff, and it was just like, I don't know. It wasn't even tingling, honestly. And I think I was waiting for it to burn, but it wasn't burning. It was just like, I just saw my hair changing colors through, like, the camera on my phone or this reflection on my phone, and I was like, like, I was scared. I'm gonna look crazy. And then when you put in the dye and everything, and then I looked at it while it was wet when I got from under the dryer, I was like, bro, I'm scared, because why do I look like this? But it looks different when it's, like, actually, like, dry. But even when it was blow dried, I was like, bro, I'm scared. And then she styled it, and then I was like, bro, this looks amazing. Like, I was gagged. I was just like, I love it. So that hairstyle. And also the two strand twist, which I have vowed to never get again because of, you know what, but I think, like, I felt like a bad bitch when I had those. Like,
I feel like you should get them again. Like, that woman can kick rocks.
I feel like, huh?
What woman?
My old therapist.
Oh, that bitch. I mean.
Yeah. Anywho. Yeah, I loved the hairstyle, but then it was like, after a while, I was like, bro, I feel like I'm gonna be scared. Like, I felt like it wasn't really, like, I don't know. It wasn't, it just felt like it would come out very easily after, like, I had it for, like, a while. Mm-hmm. Not too, but. Anyways, I was just like, I would hate if, you know, one of my braids just came out. And then, bro, it fucking happened twice, though. That's the thing. Like, yeah, so I don't know if I'm gonna ever get over that, that traumatic experience I had with that hairstyle. I hope I do. One day, because I did love it. I think I looked really cute with it. Oh, no. I take that back. I wish I could cut all of this out. Ugh. The goddess braid.
Oh, those are cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are.
Those fucking.
Especially the different colors.
Yes. Those fucking. Bro, I was in my prime, like, Optimus, like, yeah. Those
small braids are just, like, I don't know. Just something about them. I like the bigger ones, too, but, like, they start getting heavy, and I'm just like, oh, golly.
The only thing with small braids, it's just like they take so long to take out. Like, the second time,
right.
I got braids earlier this, like, I got them earlier this year. Bro, oh my god, I feel like it took me 2 days to take them hoes out. And I even had Tara trying to help me take them out, and we didn't even finish. It was just like, it nice. Took so long. But They are so cute. I don't know. It's like a...
I'm scared.
Why?
Because I'm getting passion twists.
Why are you scared about it?
Because what if they look ugly?
They're not going to look ugly. Girl, why are you saying nonsense?
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Your braids moments in college, I was like, oh my gosh, she likes me. I think I remember this photo with you and Jordan, and you had like some pigtails. So I was like, oh my gosh, it looks like him.
Oh my gosh.
I just like a pigtail moment.
Yeah, little pigtails. That well, fucking broke off my hair, dog.
Hmm?
What?
The pigtails that I was wearing.
Oh, yeah. Bro, I hate that rubber bands. They break off your hair if you don't. I'd be like, then what's the point of me getting it?
Like, why ain't nobody?
And then them elastic hair bands, too. I'm like, why is my edges? Oh, it's just cutting your hair.
That's what they don't tell you about wearing pigtails and high ponytails. I feel like, and oh my gosh, I feel like I've told this story before on the podcast. Where that kid in high school, I wore box braids for the first time, and then this kid in high school said I look like the thing from Alien versus Predator. And that was specifically the reason, like, I don't think I wore box braids after that again. And I feel like the first time I wore braids again was probably in college. When I got those like two strand twists or the passion twists, I don't know what they were called. But
that is literally crazy. You know what I've noticed though? Like when I got my braids too, I literally looked like that. But I feel like I don't know what happened. Like braids now and braids then do not look the same. And I'm not thinking like, oh, because those were knotted and they're knotless now, but like knotted braids now, they don't look like that. I don't know. I can't explain it.
I know what you mean. Something is different. I don't know what it is. I can't
because nobody's out there looking like how we were looking. So
yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, I hope that nigga. Yeah.
Me too.
Trip somewhere and then fall a great distance. Splat. But anyway, I hate racist kids. I feel like they make people insecure about their hair.
Yeah. I'm literally, like, I'm going through my camera roll just to confirm, but after that, I did not wear braids again, like, box braids again. Like...
You probably got beat up.
I hope so.
You probably smell like cheese.
Yeah. Okay, so that happened in 2014. And the first time after that I got box braids was in 2020.
Back to back.
Crazy. But when I did get those box braids again, I feel like I was on top of the world. That I felt like I feel like that was my highest, like that was the highest I've ever like. That was, like, the best time in my life for, like, my self-esteem and, like, all of that. Like, I felt like I was pretty and I felt cute and I loved my hair and I was, like, I feel comfortable in my body and I hope I can feel that way again one day.
So that is, oh, wait, do y'all want to do recommendations or just wrap it up?
Hairstyle recommendation.
I recommend for the summer to get some braids with some cute summer themed beads at the end.
I feel like whenever I cut these locks off, I want to try finger waves. So I recommend people get finger waves. Because like for summertime, when girls have yes. finger waves, I'm just like, y'all look like Betty Boop, like. Y'all look good, they do. Like, I don't know. Finger waves just do something.
Women.
I love finger waves. I think I'm gonna say locks because I'm biased.
I'll say get you some goddess braids, which is like basically box braids, but then it has like curly like strands coming out of the braids, and then some of the ends are curly as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That style eats, and then you can get you some little charms to put in your hair as well, just like what I did. I basically took all the other charms out of my hair, out of like my other braids, and just kept them in like on the two braids that were in the front that I would leave out always, because I felt like that was a cuter style for me. So I recommend that. And make it a fun little color, you know? Like, if there's a color that you've always wanted to dye your hair, get braids that color.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And versatility.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And make sure them fake wigs are blonde. I don't know. Blonde or jet black. There's no in
between. Ooh, yes.
I don't know. The red? Red?
Red would, yeah.
Red E in figure wigs. Ooh, being a little gay right now.
Okay. Anyway.
You can follow us at ITMFM Pod. That is ITMFM Pod on Twitter and Instagram. Now everybody say bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for having me.
Bye.